As you came into church for mass this morning, what was the first thing that 98% of you did? You blessed yourself with holy water. We put our fingers on the little sponge, which allows us to get just a few drops and not a gallon of holy water, and we bless ourselves. I have to admit, honestly, that I do this all the time without thinking about what I'm doing. Perhaps you do too. It's like breathing. I don't have to stop to think about taking a breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. But like in prayer, it's good to become conscious of our breathing. And so too, it's good to become conscious, to stop and think why we bless ourselves with holy water. Of course, you'll say that blessing ourselves with holy water reminds us of the day of our baptism, when the bishop, priest, or deacon poured water over our head and said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Perhaps, like me, you're too young to remember your baptism, too young to remember that cold water being poured over your head, too young to remember what great-grandma tells you that you were screaming throughout the entire baptism. But even if you don't remember your baptism like I don't, it's the day everything changed. Everything changed in our life on that day when we were immersed and plunged into the love of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Scott Hahn, the great apologist, says that blessing ourselves with holy water is like going back into the courtroom on the second day of trial. You know what happens. That second day of trial, the witness goes up to the stand, and the judge doesn't make the witness put his hand on the Bible and take the oath again. All the judge says, he turns to the witness and he says, "I remind you, you're still under oath." You see, when we bless ourselves with holy water, God whispers in our ear, "I remind you, you're still under oath." We're still under the oath of the covenant we made at our baptism when we renounced sin and Satan and all his works and empty show and professed our faith in the one true God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When we bless ourselves with holy water, God says to us, "I remind you, you're still under oath. You are still bound by those very same promises you made on the day of your baptism." When we bless ourselves with holy water, it's so powerful. God is saying to us, "I remind you, you're still my beloved child." Because on the day we were baptized, we became part of God's family. We are truly his sons and daughters. And as God the Father said to Jesus on the day of his baptism, "This is my beloved Son." When we bless ourselves with holy water, we should hear those words in our soul. "You are still my beloved son. You are still my beloved daughter." When we bless ourselves with holy water, God says, "I remind you, you are still a temple of the Holy Spirit." For when we're baptized, the Holy Spirit came to live in us. And if we haven't deliberately kicked him out of our souls through mortal sin, when we bless ourselves with holy water, God says, "I remind you, I'm still inside of you. I'm within you." And certainly the exercised and blessed holy water with the exercised and blessed salt added to it is a sacramental. It's a great protection against the attacks of the enemy. The devil does not like holy water mixed with blessed salt. It keeps him away. And so as we enter into this greatest prayer, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we say, "Devil, goodbye." We kick the devil out. And as we leave church and go into the world fortified by the Lord's body and blood, blessing ourselves with holy water, is that last protection, that force field that we need against the enemy out into the world. On this feast of the baptism of the Lord, I want us all to be very conscious of blessing ourselves with holy water. It is rich in meaning. As we come to church, God says, I remind you, you're still under oath. And as we leave, God says, I remind you that no matter what happens this week, you will always be my beloved son.